Okay, we are on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's just go from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 10 lines in the bottom. First word in the line is Ishto. We're going to go from Maishna, Memshin, Maishna. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. So we're at, the question we're asking is, where do we even get this idea of Yados, right? Where does it come from, right? So we said it comes from this, connection between Nazir and Nidar, and Nedar, right? Lindor Nedar, Nazir Lahazir. You don't need the words Nazir Lahazir, Nazir sort of extra. And then we make a hekesh between, so Nazir Lahazir has extra language. And then it's connected to the word Lindor Nedar, so you make a hekesh between all the things that apply to Nazir, apply to Nedar, and vice versa, etc. The Gemara says, "Ma'ishna gav nazir tichsev nazir lahazir nidarim nami haksev lindor neder." Meaning, why do you assume that we have to learn it from the extra language or like the unusual language in nazir, and then make a hekesh with neder? By neder also, there's a double language, lindor neder. V'hekesh alamli. What do you need a hekesh for? Just learn each one separately. So answer the Gemara. No, because of neder lindor. Kedikasev Nazir Lahazir, Kedikamis. You're right. If it would have said Neder Lindor, so that would have been like unusual language. And therefore, just like it says by Nazir Lahazir, then you're right. Lotzara Chakesha. But Hashlik Sev Lindor Neder, Deep Retorah Kalashim Bnei Adam. So the fact that it says Lindor Neder, that's not some unusual language. It's actually the way it's where people talk normally. It's usual. Sometimes Deep Retorah Kalashim Bnei Adam, the Torah talks just in the way that human beings talk. And it's not there's no like, you have to look at every single letter and every single extra nikuda and make a drush out of it. That's just the way the Torah talks. And that's why we learn it from the extra language in Nazir Lazir and then just make a hekesh. But whatever is true by Nazir is true by Neder, because the language by Neder is relatively normal. So Mar says, fine. Mahani chalamanda, lamanda islai, deep Torah kalash minada. Fine. That's good if that's what you hold. If you hold that there's such a thing, right, that sometimes the Torah talks in the Lashon Bnei Adam, then finally, look in the Ran. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down in the wide lines in the Ran, towards the end of the line. Va'af agav, the ikla medrash, lo darshina. Right, meaning, Dir B'Torah Lashon Bnei Adam means that even though sometimes there are extra words or extra phrases, etc., but if that's the way people usually talk, then we hold back and we don't darshan. We don't make a drush out of it because that's the way people talk, right? So if you hold like that, then fine. So back in the Gemara, right? So if you hold that way, then I understand. Fine. But Elaman the lace like dear Torah Kolosh Mei Adam, high Lindor Neder my Avidlay. Meaning, if you don't hold from that, right? If you don't think that we generally assume dear Torah Kolosh Mei Adam, so then what is the? Then what are you going to do with that actual language in Lindor Neder? Right, so what am I going to do with that? What I have to use it to make some type of drasha, and there's nothing left to learn, because I've already learned all my ideas, from the hekesh. So answer the Gemara: Darish le la sos yados nidarim kinidarim. Right, so then what do you say? So you learn from there, right? That you learn yados about the darim are not nidarim on its own, right? Umakish lanziris nidarim. And then what will you do? You'll actually make a hekesh between Nazirus and Nadar. I mean, it's the opposite of what we did before. Before we said Nazir Lazir is extra, right? And you learn from there Yados and Nazirus, Kin Nazirus, and then we make a hekesh Yados and Nadarim, Kin Nadarim. But if you hold Lindor Neder, right, is actually like drusha worthy. So then what do? So you make the drasha about Lindor Neder, that someone that Yados Nadarim Kinadarim, and I make the hekesh with Nazirus, then what I can do with the extra words with Nazir Lazir. And Nazir Lazir, I use for a different drasha, which is for what? Darish Le Melaved Shanazirus Chal Al Nazirus. Now up to the top of the given base. Right, so learn from there that Nazirus can be Chal Al Nazirus. What does that mean? Nazirus Chal Al Nazirus. Right, look at the Ran on the top of given on the base, the first Ran. Can go into Amar Hareni Nazir Hayom. Hareni Nazir Hayom. You say it twice. I'm going to be a Nazir today. You say it twice. The law Amrinan, the Liskele B'Shloshim Yom. And Stam Naziros. If I say I'm going to be a Nazir, so how long is that? It's 30 days. Right? So what happens if I say it twice? If we don't say, just 30 days. Ela Tzarech Libnos shtei nazirus. You have to count nazirus twice. Dahanu shishim, right? Ve'nafgalei medichsev nazir lahazir, right? The double language there, right? Kolomar kishakibal lihios nazir efshalo lahazir od. Good comparisons, right? Just like when you be, even though you're already a nazir lahazir, you can make yourself a nazir again. So if you assume, if you don't assume, you know, dibra tov lashamay adam and lindor neder needs a drasha, or it's available for a drasha. So darshin yados nedarim can nedarim, and then I can make the hekesh naziris, and then nazir lazir teach me something new, which is that I can double my naziris. If I say I want to be a nazir twice, now it's gonna double up, and I'll become a nazir actually for 60 days instead of 30 days. Fine. So fine. Says the Gemara, l'man damar dibra tov kolashamay adam. V'nazir lahazir darish la'asos yados naziris k'naziris, sh'a naziris chal al naziris minale. Right, so, okay, but now if I do hold dibra tov kolashamay adam, and I go back to the original point, right, which was that nazir lahazir was the original drasha, right, and I make a hekesh to nidarim, to neder, to learn yados in both, right? Now I don't have this drasha. How am I ever going to learn that naziris is chal al naziris? How am I ever going to learn that? So and says the Bible, honey, chalitz mirle kiman damar ein nazirus chal nazirus. So if you hold, there's no such concept, right? That actually, if I say it twice, if I say I'm a nazir twice, it sticks for 30 days, anyways. So shalom Yisrael, I'm fine. I have my drasha, and I hold that. And I also dibra tov kolashamay adam. So then I'm fine, right? I have my drasha by nazir, the hekesh and the darim, and the actual word by neder dibra lashin. And what about nazir? You know, nazir chal nazir. It doesn't, so I don't need to learn from anywhere. So if that's how you hold, then great. However, al isfiel like command amar nazirus chal nazirus minalei. But if you hold that there is this idea of the double nazirus, I said about a nazir twice, so I have to keep for 60 days. Where does that come from? What's your source? And it's the Gemara name akra lizor my lahazir shamas minatarte. So what's the answer? We had a double language of Nazir Lahazir teaching Yados, but I could have said Nazir Lizor. But I said Nazir Lahazir. So what does that do? That extra language of a ha of the hey comes to teach me I can learn both things from Nazir Lahazir to also include that Nazir is Chal Nazir. Okay. So b'maravam, right, in Eretz Yisrael they say, is tana demafik le li Yados min lindor neder v'is tana demafik le min. So now they have a different way of learning this. So there's one Tana that holds that they learn Yados from Lindor Neder, fine. And there's another Tana that holds it from different Pasuk, right? That the Pasuk says when it comes to Nedarim, Kol HaYotzei Mipiv Yaseh. So what does that teach me? So Kol HaYotzei Mipiv Yaseh, meaning whatever you say, you have to keep, meaning even if it's a shortened version, even if it's not exactly the language, right? Look at the Ran. And b'ma'aravi amrei, it's like 12 lines down and skinny lines on the right side. First one lines kach near be'inai, but then he says b'ma'aravi amrei v'chulei klomar delo svir lehu demila hazir darshin antarte. Right in Eretz Yisrael, they don't learn lahazir from nazir lahazir from to learn both halachos. El lamande islay lo dibra mapik lehu le yados milindor neder. Right, so if you hold right that lo dibra tov, you know, kolashim b'nei adam, so then you use nazir lazir to teach me yados, right, and you learn it from lindor neder, and nazir lazir you use for naziris is chal naziris, fine. V'hayitana muki kol hayotz mipiv yaseh l'neder shehutar miktzaso hutar kulo, right, and that same Tana, so what do they say, Kol Yotz Mipiv Yaseh? That's for a neder that was partially, removed. You wanted to get rid of your neder. But and if that's true, then it's all gone, right? The Darish Le Hachi, Imchal Kol Yotz Mipiv Yaseh, Aval Eino Chal HaChatzayin. Right, so for some reason, there was only a partial neder, let's say, so then the rest of it gets released in that way. Fine. Okay. V'istana de mapik lehu min kol yotz mipiv yaseh. Right. Hanu man de islay dibra tov kolashamay adam v'lo didei tarte shemina mina. Right. The person does say Dibra Talash Kim Panya Adam, and they learn both. Yadas Nidarim Kinadarim Vinedir Shabita Mixasal Batal Kula. Fine. But the bottom line is that's just a different way. That's just if you're a person who's not going to hold, now that can be darish both. So in Eretz Yisrael, they had a little bit different way to darish it. Fine. Okay. So now let's go back to the Gemara. Amar Mar. So Gemara now is going to ask a question about how we understand this idea, these ideas of lo yachel dvaro and things like that, and if you don't do what you said you're going to do, or you do it too, or you're late in fulfilling your neder, how does it apply to both the cases? So Amar Mar, Uman Nedarim Over Bebaye Yachel Ubal Ta'acher. Right. So one of the things that the Gemara itself had said in the drasha was that by neder and nazir, one of the things that were the same is that they both have the concept of Bal Yachel and Bal Ta'acher. Right. That Bal Yachel, I don't fulfill what I said I was going to do, and Bal Ta'acher is I do it. I'm late on fulfilling the neder. So, fine. So he said that my nedarim over by yachel about to acher, and same thing by nazir. So Gemara says, fine. Bishlama by yachel the nedarim mishkachasla. I understand, right, the idea of by yachel, like lo yachel dvaro, that's the pasuk says, right? I understand by neder. What's the case? Mishkachasla kagon, da amar kikar zu ochel, velo achla, right? Over mishum by yachel dvaro. Right? So what happened? You said, this loaf of bread I'm going to eat, and then you didn't do it. Right? So what happens? So I violate lo yachel dvaro. I understand that makes sense. Ela ba yachel de naziris hechi mishkachasla. But what does that mean, lo yachel dvaro, when it comes to being a nazir? Right, how does that happen? Why? What's the problem? Kevin de amar hareni nazir, havale nazir. Meaning, a neder is I'm going to do something, let's say, right? Nazir is I am making myself into something. Right, that has halachic ramifications. There are now things I'm not allowed to do. But it's not like you can say, I'll become a Nazir, and then, oh, you didn't become a Nazir. You said you would. That's impossible. I said, by saying I'm a Nazir, I've become a Nazir. Right? So you mean that? What do you mean you didn't fulfill it? I did. The moment that the Gemara sometimes has a phrase called Bayin Ke'echad, the two things happen at the same time. And it's not like I have to declare I'm going to do something, and then it happens. In this case, the moment of declaration is the moment that it happens. So I became a Nazir, right? So, and then you say, what do you mean there are ways to violate it? Achel, if I eat grapes, let's say, kimlei bibal yachel, shasa kimlei bibal yishta. Yeah, and if I eat grapes or I drink wine, so I violated other isurim, and I violated the isur of eating grape products or of drinking grape products. I violated my nazirus, right? But that's not the isur of lo yachel dvara, right? Because I became a Nazir, like I said I would. So look at the Ran. Amar Mar Bechulei Ela Ba Yachal De Naziris Heichi Mishkachasla. The second wide line in the Ran. Klomar, what does it mean to say? Heichi Mishkachasla De Ika Ba Yachal Lechudei. And what it really means is, how can you have Lo Yachal by its own? All right, the Kasaka Daitach, what the Gemara is assuming at this point is, Dechi Heichi De Ben Nedarim Leika El Achad Lav. Right, when it comes to Nedarim, if I don't do the thing I said I was going to do, so I violate one iser, right? So hachanami ben nazirus, and so it should be the same thing when it comes to nazirus. Di lo shavi hadari, because if not, then they're not the same. Meaning, because the whole point is we're learning one from the other. So if I, so what it's a little more, nuanced than the way I said it, right? In the sense that it's not just that, it's not asking that's impossible for lo yachel dvaro to be true by nazir. It could be true, I guess, if you eat great products, you drink wine, so you did sort of violate your neder, right? But that's a separate iser of violating your naziris. So now you're going to have two lavin. And what's the problem with that? The problem is, we said there's a hekesh between nazir and neder. And in that case, just like by neder, it's only supposed to be one iser, now by nazir, it's two iserim. It doesn't really make sense. We just said that they're the same. So that's sort of like the more nuanced way of saying this idea. Yeah, so let's go back to the Gemara. So how does this work? So Amar Rava. So Rava says, I'll tell you what, Lav or Lav Shnayim. You're right. It's true. At the end of the day, you really don't have a situation where you have they're exactly the same. That each one only the neder, violation of neder and violation of nazir is only one lav. It's true. By the violation of neder, you have one isur lo yachal dvaro. By nazir, you have two. Right? You violated the nazirus. Bal Yochal, Bal Yishteh, and Lo Yachal Dvarah. So balta acher de nezirus heichem mishkachas. Now a separate question. Also, by neder, there's a concept of balta acher, right? You said you're going to do something by a certain time, and then you didn't do it, right? So that's balta acher. You're delaying the neder. How's it work by nezirus? Again, kevin de amar any nazir havale nazir. Same thing. Once I became a nazir, I became a nazir. So I didn't delay anything. Achal kimei b'vayochal. And again, if I eat grapes, so then I violated the iser of eating. That's not bal ta'acher. See one thing in the run. Yeah, well, the Gemara didn't say it in a second, so I'll just be in the Gemara. So, fine. So, how can you violate Baal Ta'acher? How does that work? So, answer the Gemara as follows. Be'omer licha she'erze hey nazir. So, what's the case? The case is the guy says, when I want to, I'll become a nazir. Okay? V'yamar k'she'erze leka Baal Ta'acher. But what do you mean, when I want to? That's not Baal Ta'acher. You never set the time when you become a Nazir. So that doesn't make you, you're not delaying becoming a Nazir. You never said when. So since you never said when, it's not Baal Ta'acher. You didn't delay what you said you would do. So what's going on here? So Amar Rav Nog, better answer. Kigon to Amar, lo iftar mina olam ad shehei Nazir. Oh, so what does the guy say? He says, I'm not going to die before I become a Nazir. Meaning, I'll become a Nazir just before I die. Or at least at some point before I die. So what? Why does that matter? Because you didn't determine it. So now what happens? Deminahi shaita havale nazir. That moment. Now, if a person says, "I'm not going to die before I become a nazir," what happens? You're a nazir immediately, because you never know when you might die, right? So, and what's that like? Midahavia omer leishto harezu gitech sha'achas kolam misasi. It's like a guy who says to his wife, he hands her a get and says, "This is your get 1 hour before I die, or one moment before I die." Asu lachol b'trum miyat. So if he's a kohen, she immediately can't eat shum anymore. Why? Because every moment he might die. And if he dies, it turns out the moment before, she was forbidden to eat shum. Right? So Am Amrinan called Shaita Vashaita Dilma Mace. We say, we never know. She can violate the Isra of eating shum. So that's terrible. So therefore, we say every moment he might die. Hachanami la'altar have nazir darminan dilma hashtemes. So same thing we say in this case, that immediately he becomes a nazir, because maybe he'll die right now. And that's how you get, the bottom line being, that's how you get the scenario, situation, what we would call Baal Ta'acher, in a certain sense, by another. How would you actually violate it is a good question. Like, what does that mean? Like, when you say that I'm not going to leave this world until I become a Nazir, and you become a Nazir immediately, so did you actually violate the Isra of Baal Ta'acher? Or does it just mean that now you automatically become a Nazir in that moment? You know, it's an interesting, you know, that doesn't sound like you actually violated the Isser in that moment. But the point being, it's a similar concept in the sense that you now have activated yourself as in Naziris immediately at that point, by saying so. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Kegon de Nazar, change the language here, Rav Acha changed to Nazar. De Nazar, Vuhu Beveis HaKvarfs. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, I'll give you another example. Another example is a person who says, Hareini Nazir, while he's already standing in the cemetery. Right? Why? Because what happened? He's, one of the things a Nazir can't do is become Tameh. Right? Tameh Mace. So if you're standing in the cemetery and you say, Hareini Nazir, so you are automatically causing yourself to violate the Isra Naziris immediately. Right? So in a similar way, you're violating Baal Ta'acher also, in a certain sense, because you are putting yourself in a situation where you will automatically, you know, violate the Isra immediately. And you won't be able to fulfill it in time, in a certain sense. And that's why you're going to violate Baal Ta'acher. Fine. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up with Daf Daled next week. Mr. Sure.